Father, come. Again, just one more time in your presence, God. Thank you. Thank you for the visitation of your spirit on this day. Thank you, dear God, for all that's been done thus far. Right now, God, we ask that you hide me behind the cross. That your people will see you and not me. Stand again as an empty cup before a full fountain, God. And I need you to fill me up with your word right now, God. Use me in whatever way you feel fit to use me on this morning. And just have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Amen. And on today, we want to recognize that we're glad to have Brother Brock back in.
Amen.
He's been out of state for some time, but he's back with us.
Amen.
And then also, Sister LeBlanc, who went through surgery, but she's here on today.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for that. Once again, we want to open an invitation to all who are listening to us through radio broadcasts or whatever way you're listening to us, an invitation to come and join Christ.
Amen.
Any Sunday of the week, our doors are open to you to come and share with us in our ministry. It's a place where you can belong.
It's
a place where Jesus is lifted and souls are saved here at Bright Morningstar Baptist Church. So you see fit or see a call to come, and we're talking to the unchurched folk. If you're unchurched, we extend an invitation to call the church, and we'll make preparations to make sure you get here. 985-369-7754. 985-369-7754. Time to preach. Book of Acts, chapter number 27. Acts 27. We've read most of it from the 15th verse, because we're going to deal from the 15th down, but we want to read for your hearing thus far 29, 30, and 31. Then feared lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast forth anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat unto the sea, under pretense as though they would have cast anchors out of the far ship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, they cannot be saved. Amen? Grass withers, the flower fades away, but the word of our God shall stand forevermore. On today, we want to talk from the thought, four anchors for a stormy sea. Four anchors for a stormy sea. Have you ever been through the storms of life? There are not many folk who can honestly or truthfully say that they never faced a turbulent storm in their lives. Sometimes we create the storms ourselves. And at other times, storms just happen in our lives. They can't be predicted, although we know they are coming. Often, without any notice, storms just show up. There are financial storms. Seasons when our money is obviously funny and our change is strange, or sometimes it doesn't even exist at all. There are health storms when we're faced with some major medical challenges, there are family and marriage stones. In which safety and security of the family is questioned. There are career stones, during which our jobs and our career are in limbo. There are also spiritual stones. Times when our faith is tested and problems swirl all around us all day long. We have all experienced one type of a storm or another. But you've been through a storm. And some folks would say, you're either in a storm. You're coming out of a storm, or you're getting ready to go in to a storm. But you're in one of those areas or the other. Each day, we get out of bed. We have no idea whether the storm will break out during the day before the day ends. Christians approach each day with confidence that no matter what happens in the course of our day, God will work it out because he has promised that all things work together for our good. For those who are trying to walk according to his purpose in this world. See, we assume the attitude of the songwriter of old that says, I don't know how long it will be. Or I don't know what the future holds for me. But this I know. If Jesus leads me, I shall get home one of these old days. And since we know that storms can constantly rise in our lives, it would be wise for us to make some preparation both physically and spiritually for when the storm comes. It's important for us to be ready, be anchored, to ride out the storms of life. Whether they occur in our marriage, whether they occur in our family, or whether they just occur in life, you got to be ready for the storm. What you mean, preacher? One way that to do this is you got to make some advanced preparation. You got to have you some positive self-talk. And you got to have some action during the storm. See, we should take advantage of, take some action before the storm comes to prepare for the storm. It's interesting to me that us folk, and I know that's not right, but English, but it could be us folk, who live in an area that's frequented by storms. Dash to the store to stock up the minute we hear the first storm warning come up. We got to go to the store and get everything we need. If storms come frequently, why don't you already keep your cabinet stocked up? Keep you some plywood somewhere for your window, some gasoline for some generators, and some extra supply of water in your house if you know the storm is coming. Why do we have to wait? And then we get mad when we get to the store and somebody brought up all the batteries and all the other stuff. You ought to already be ready before the storm comes your way. That's what you call preparation. And during the storm, what we do and say matters as well, because storms upset our nerves. And they shake our confidence. They try to weaken and strengthen us as we go along the way. They try our patience. Kurt Franklin said, because storms upset us and turn us around, we should speak to our storm and never let it destroy our faith in God. In one of his popular songs, he writes the lyrics, because of faith, I have a brand new day. The sun will shine and I will be okay. That's when I told my storm, you gotta pass. Storm, you can't last. Storm, you got to go away. You gotta have confidence. You gotta speak to your storm. the storm is raging, he shows us there is a brighter path ahead. Yeah, Greg, oh, Quinn. Song I told the storm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Took a different idea of this and took it a little bit further because he shows Christians response despite the situations in their lives. He wrote the words that meant something when you speak to your storm.
Yeah.
What did he say, preacher? He says, winds stop blowing.
Yeah.
You got to speak to the storm. That's what he said. Winds, you got to stop blowing. And floods, you got to stop flowing. Lightning, got to stop flashing. Breakers, got to stop dashing. Darkness has to go away. Clouds got to move back. He said, that's what I told my soul.
Yeah.
And every now and then, you got to speak to your soul. He goes on and he said, that, even though you may come, you can't shake me. And job that you think I'm depending on, job sure can't make me. Bills, you can't break me. Disease, you can't take me. You can't drown me. My God surrounds me. He said, that's what I call my son. You got to speak to the soul. Hey, it might be a good idea to talk to your soul every now and then. Because when you talk to the storms of life, you are actually defiling the devil and telling the devil you have no control over what's going on in my life. Sometimes you feel all beat up and wrapped up and torn up like a storm come your way. Just think about what you think the people in Louisiana and in Texas who got flooded out feel like this morning. They feel like all hope is gone. But if you trust in God, he said, you can speak to the storm and he'll make a way. Glad that I lost everything. I don't have anything. You still got Jesus on the inside. And if you got Jesus on the inside, you ought to have some joy moving in your soul this morning. Yeah, talk to the storm.
Yeah.
Tell the storm and the devil, you can't have nothing over me. Got to serve notice that you are prepared for the long haul. And while the storm is raging, you intend to keep your eyes focused on the S-O-N. You were here for the funeral a couple of weeks ago. I told you the rain may fall, but after the rain, the sun got to shine again. Yes, sir. You got to keep your eyes on the sun. And as Christians, we are aware that storms will come and go, but we have to resolve to remain anchored in the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, let's look at the text. In the text, he says, Paul gives the assurance to some frightened soldiers that despite the storms of life, they will not lose. That's important. The Apostle Paul had been persecuted many times, and in his persecution for his preaching about Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God, he appears before several courts, and after a hearing before Festus, he was ordered to appear before Caesar in Rome. On his way to Rome, a great storm broke out on the sea. The soldiers on board fought fiercely to try to keep the ship under control. But the storm, until the storm had passed over, but the fight that they were fighting became a losing battle. The storm threatened to capsize the ship that they were in. And some of you can relate to that, because some of us in some ships right now that look like they're about to turn over on us. But God said, all you got to do is keep your faith.
Yeah,
they thought they were going to crash. And as they were being pushed, the storm were pushing them toward some rocky areas that would result in them coming aground and crashing. To save the ship and their lives, they cast down four anchors in the sea to try to steady the ship the ship kept on drifting. The anchors proved that it was ineffective against the storm, and the ship was ultimately lost. All the soldiers were worried about dying at sea. Everyone was worried except for Paul. In fact, Paul was so confident that he told the soldiers who had begun to jump overboard, he told them, unless you abide or stay in the ship, you're going to be lost. You're going to perish. Paul was anchored in the midst of that storm, even though the ship wasn't. The soldiers threw out four anchors into the sea in an attempt to steady that ship. But it did not help because the ship drifted away. However, it appears that Paul's four anchors were anchors. Paul has four anchors as well, and they steadied him during the storm. Even though the ship was shaken and battered, Paul was able to stand steady and strong. Let's look at what Paul had that the rest of them didn't have. Go with me. He had four anchors. Four anchors. When we face our storms of our lives, it's much easier if we have the four anchors that Paul had. What did he have then, preacher? The first thing he had was he had the presence of God in his life. When any storm is raging, you can be steadfast if you are anchored in the presence of an almighty God. Even in the midst of a raging storm, Paul found out that he was not alone, and we should do the same thing and have some confidence in God. How you know he wasn't alone, preacher? Take your eyes on and look at verse 23. Paul says, "For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve." Paul said, "I got somebody beside me. And because he is beside me, I don't have to worry about the storms in my life." Those who have a relationship with God are confident that God always will be right there by our side, despite the storms of life. When Israel was faced with persecution by Pharaoh, it was the presence of God that formed a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, led them to the promised land. And when they fought against the enemies on the other side of Jordan, he allowed Moses to stand up on the mountain and raise up his arms as a symbol of God's presence in their lives. Samson was strong against the Philistines as long as the presence of God was right there with him. But once God left him, and he left God, he became weak. David says, "I'm trying to tell you that God is with you all the time. That's all I'm trying to get you to see." So let me help you. David says in Psalm 23 and 4, he says, "Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil." Why? Because thou art with me. Whatever it is you're going through right now, God says, "I'm right there by your side. All you got to do is trust me." Amen. Jesus told his disciples, and they were worried about him, he was going away, he said, "Lo, I'll be with you always." Which means I will never leave you alone, no matter what it is you're going through. I'm right there by your side. By Morningstar, members who are listening, other members that are sharing with us, he said, "You should be reminded that you never face a storm on your own. Every step you take, every valley that you're in, every mountain that you will grace, you can be gracing it by the presence of an almighty God." Somebody, God. Even when you can't see it.
Good God Almighty.
He's still watching, leading, and protecting, and being God for you. What do you mean I can't see it? See, when you think that you're at the end of the rope and the rope is about to break, that's when God is doing at work trying to do what he wants to do in your life. How do you know that, preacher? Because it's in the footprints in the sand where the man is walking, and then as he's walking, he only sees one set of footprints, and he said, Lord, you left me at my most vulnerable moment in life. He said, no, I didn't leave you. I was carrying you. And right now, whatever you're going through in life, he said, I'm going to carry you through it. Then I'm going to put you down and let you walk on your own. That's what you know when you got the presence of God on inside of you. Well, what else? What else? That's one ankle. You got to have the presence of God. But the second thing you got to have is you got to have the promise of God.
Right now.
What you mean, preacher? Paul was confident in the song because he remembered the promises of God. Yeah, when you look at verse 23, he said the angel stood by him. But in verse 24, he said the angel told him not to be afraid. And the angel promised that he was going to make it to Rome. So would everybody else that was on board was going to get to Rome. He stood on his promises of God, and that was enough for him. Yet, whenever God promises you something, whenever God promises you, you can be assured that he will do exactly what he said he was going to do. Yes, he promised it to you. He's going to do it. What has God promised me then, Rev? Since I'm down here and I ain't got much, and I'm trying to make it, and things are just not right with me. What did he promise me? Let me help you something. Because in Psalms 30 and 5, he promises us brighter days in sorrow and anguish and in pain. He said, a brighter day is coming. How did he say that? He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen.
What did he promise me? He promised me in Psalms 34, verse 19. He promised to deliver us from the affliction. He said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver them out of them all. Whatever you are in, God said, I got the power to deliver you, but you got to go through the test first.
Amen.
Yeah. In affliction. In Romans chapter number 8. Y'all know I like this one. And verse 28.
Oh, we know.
He promised us that no matter what the storm we encounter, he will work it out for your good.
Yeah.
And we know.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And the Christian know. And we know that all things, that means whatever happens from the time you are born to the time you die, God is working it out for your good. That are the called according to the purpose of God. Baby, you just gotta go through it, and when you're going through it, he's working it out for your good.
Yes, sir.
Can't go through all of them, but let me help you. There are 7,487 promises of God recorded in the Bible. There is a promise in every book of the Bible except for Titus. There is no promise. Where there is no promise, don't expect it, but seek out the mercies of God. We can be anchored in the storm of life if you just remember the promise of God. You know, some of us are at the end of the rope. Some of us are at the end of the rope. We're dealing with all kind of stuff. We have the end of our rope. And God say, hold on.
Hold on.
But the sun is going to shine. Yeah. Morning is right around the corner when things get dark in your life. He got the promises of God. He has the presence of God. But then watch this. You got to understand, God always has a plan for your life. Paul was confident in the storm because he was confident regardless of the storm, God always has a plan for true believers. The idea is that any storm that threatens true believers is a part of the bigger picture that God is doing. And any difference, any difficulties that we might encounter while we work out the big picture. I'm going through hell in my life right now. That's what some of us are saying in here. I'm going through hell and high waters, like the old folk used to say. I just can't deal with the folk on the job. I can't deal with the folk in the church. I can't deal with the folk on the street. Can't deal with the folk in my house. Can't deal with the folk in the neighborhood. I'm going through hell and high waters. Watch it. Just hold on. Walk faithful. Be faithful to God. And God said, I'm doing all of that to try to get you to see what I'm trying to do in your life. Yeah. Don't look at all the hell you're going through. Look at how you're going to shout when you get to the other side of all the hell you're dealing with right now. Long as you know the God I serve is a sovereign God. He is in absolute control of everything that happens in your life. Long as you know. Long as you know that God is still on the throne. We are confident in knowing that whatever happens in life is for the best. Although sometimes we have no idea in the world what God is trying to do. It's still for your best. There's a story. Let me help you with a little story. There's a story that's told back about a traveling evangelist. And he finds himself in a place where he's trying to have revival, but he has nowhere to meet. And finally he announces that they're going to meet in the pastures under an old oak tree. There was no place else to sit, but there was a stump sitting there, and quickly an elderly man walks in the revival. He sits on the stump, and while he is sitting on the stump, the evangelist starts to pray, and while the prayer is going on, he looks up, and then he goes to the old man, and he tells the old man, sir, you gotta move. The old man gets contrary like some of us sometimes, and he starts to fussing and making up all kind of confusion and get everything on everybody aroused in the place. And then the evangelist gets some guys to come and get him, and he says, pick him up and bring him and move him to the other side. And a little while after he is moved out of the way, here comes tumbling down a big branch, and if he would have still been there, he would have died. See, sometimes you get contrary with God and you don't want to move, and God is trying to save you, and you end up in a storm on your own. Yes, sir. Yeah, you got to get out the way. When God tells you to move, you got to move. You can't always see God's plan, but you should be assured that whatever he's doing, he's working it for us. Yeah. From every trial that you go through, it's a lesson. You become stronger through every test you got to ride through. More confidence that when the next storm arises, you're a little stronger than you were before the first storm came your way. That's why storms come, to make us stronger. That's why Marvin Sapp say, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. Yeah, because I know what I've been through. I know what I... What happens is, every time you go through the storm, if you got Jesus on board, it looks like you come out bad, in bad shape. But you're really stronger than you were before you went in. And you don't understand that until the next storm comes. Because you know when the next storm starts off, you would have lost your mind Pesach. He says he has the presence of God. He has the promises of God. God has a plan for his life. But finally, he said, our knowledge of God's past performance. The ship itself was lost. It was broken up on the rocks. But true to his word, all the people that were on board the ship were saved and eventually made it to their destination. In our personal history, we have seen God perform miracles in our lives that anchors us. The ship itself was messed up, but we are still here. Y'all missed that. Let me help you.
Yeah.
I don't look like what I've been through. Watch this. Some of y'all don't look like what you've been through. Because if you look like you what you've been through, you'd be bent over and trying to make it. But because of the grace of God, I can stand up erect with my chest poked out. Because I don't look like what I've been through. You are anchored by the knowledge that God is able to work it out. He will get us through the storms and land us safely on the other side. It may look this morning like the storm is too great for you. It may look like the storms of life are going to prevail. However, when the waves settle down and when the winds stop blowing, when the rain stops falling from the sky, when the clouds have moved off of the horizon, you will see God is still in control of everything else. Watch this. On the other day, after all the rain was falling, rain on top of rain, you're thousands of gallons of rain falling down upon those folk, and it looked like everything was over with. But after the rain, the woman said, the sun came out. And it was shining brighter than it was shining in the other time. Baby, whatever you are going through, you just hold on, because you know he did it before and he'll do it again if you trust him. Oh yeah. Yeah. Dr. Norwood said, I can see the sun peeping through the cloud. Now the sun hadn't come out, but I see the peeping through the cloud. Every now and then, when you got great clouds in your life, on the end of the cloud, where the cloud is, you can see a little sun peeping through. And you can know that on the other side of the storm, you got some sunshine on the other side.
Yeah.
No storm in your life.
Yeah.
We'll blow you off course. God has determined for your life. He will secure you during the storm. You will successfully be delivered to your safe harbor. Not for your glory, but for the glory of God. I like the way Corrine T. Boone was a Christian who helped Jews during the time of the Nazis. And she was in prison and miraculously released before all of the people in her prison were sent to the gas chamber. In her book, Hidden Places, there are these encouraging words that she writes in the book. When Jesus takes your hand, he keeps you tight. When Jesus keeps you tight, he leads you through your whole life. When Jesus leads you through your whole life, he brings you safely home. So if Jesus is holding you tight and you're holding Jesus tight, he'll take you through your life. And when he leads you through your life of trials, storms, and difficulties, he got a way of saying, I'm going to take you home when it's all over with. Well, I'm going now. He says heaven's anchors. Heavy anchors. We need to always remember that the bigger the storm,
yeah,
the The heavier your anchor needs to be. Ships come with anchors in proportion to their size. An ocean liner would not be designed with an anchor for a fishing boat. Yeah, a battleship can't find use for an anchor on a tugboat. Big ships need big anchors. Yeah, and when we are going through the storms of life, we need to be sure that we have an anchor that is big enough for the storms of life. Unfortunately, too many believers walk around with lightweight anchors in heavy situations. What do you mean, preacher? Let me help you something. He says, a lightweight anchor is one that appears handy at the time, but it won't do the job. A lightweight anchor is easy for you to handle, but it can't help you when you get in the storm. A lightweight anchor is very heavy. It's not very heavy in size. A lightweight anchor holds well when things are quiet in the harbor. But a lightweight anchor is no good when the big storm come your way. Yeah, when you're dealing with so much. Some have anchors, but they have lightweight anchors. What you mean? Church attendance. Listen well. Church attendance is a lightweight anchor. Yeah, it's a lightweight anchor because you can have church attendance, but if you don't know the Lord, you got a lightweight anchor. Yeah. Doing good deeds to help folk out and help other folk is an anchor, but it is a lightweight anchor if you still don't know the Lord. Having your Bible on your cell phone and in your arms or on your iPad is a lightweight anchor if you don't know the Lord. Why? Because when the storms of life come, why, I can have it on my arm or on my side. And when the storms come in my life, if I got a lightweight anchor, I don't open the book. I put it down and I cry and I call Clinton. I call Carter. I call the deacons to come pray for me. I call this one. I call that one. If you got the Lord on your side, you just go to the book and find what you need in the book. Yeah. And the Lord will show up on time. Yeah. Can't have no lightweight anchors when you're going through a storm. Sometimes your neighbor try to give you their anchors. I went way back on this one. They said, when I went through the storm, I threw salt over my shoulder. Yeah, when I go through the storm, I kiss a horseshoe. And then I put it over my door. Yeah, I find a four leaf clover. Y'all know y'all used to do that, son. And I put the four leaf clover in my Bible and I close the Bible up. It won't do you no good. That's what you're supposed to tell them. I'm sorry, but your anchor not gonna fit my boat. Yeah, it won't fit my boat. Your anchor won't fit my boat because my anchor must be able to be changeless and eternal. What you mean? It never changes. It's always the same because the four leaf clover I put in my Bible is gonna die. Then I gotta go look for another one to try to put in my Bible. But if I got the Lord in my heart, that's not changing on me. If I got the Word of God, it won't change. Yeah. My anchor. Gotta be able to withstand the winds and the waves of life. My anchor gotta be able when I got tears falling from my eyes. Gotta be able to dry tears from my weeping eyes. My anchor gotta be able to pick me up and turn me around and place my feet on solid. My anchor this morning. Yeah, gotta be able to put me down on bended knees and when my head is bowed. Gotta be able to lift my head up. Yeah. Old folk would say it like this. In times like these. Yeah. We need an anchor. Be very sure that your anchor holds and it grips the silent rock. What is the rock, preacher? This rock is Jesus. He's a rock in the wicked land. It's Jesus who's a bridge over troubled waters. It's Jesus. weary. I got somebody.
Out of nowhere.
Thank the Lord. For another day. Amen. Just a few announcements. We want to announce that on next Sunday is our annual Women's Day at 9:15 on next Sunday, and we're asking all our women of the church to please come out and support, and then others who are sharing with us to come out and support our annual Women's Day on next Sunday. And the guest speaker is, I forget her name, Coetta Holmes. Minister Coetta Holmes will be our guest speaker on next Sunday for that event. Then on the third Sunday, we will be doing our National Back to Church Sunday. And we're asking every member of the church to invite somebody who does not know the Lord, or somebody who was a member of the church but is no longer members of churches or worshiping anywhere. That's our day. A Place to Belong is the theme for that day, and we're going to make this a place to belong. When they come, we are going to have a good time in the name of the Lord. And on that Sunday, our service is going to change a bit. Y'all just go with me, though, because we can't normally do the same thing for folk who are outside of church. So we have to do some things that will help them to understand what the worship service is all about and how to go through worship. So a few things will be tweaked during that Sunday so that we can extend Christ to them and they can come and share with us. On the On next Sunday at 11 o'clock, I will be at the St. Philip Baptist Church in Modesto, Louisiana, preaching their church's anniversary on that Sunday. And then on the third Sunday of this month, I'll be preaching at the First Baptist Church of Smoke Bend, Louisiana. The Reverend Melvin Williams is the pastor, and I'm asking the choir, mass choir, along with the church, to come and share with us on that Sunday. That's the third Sunday in this month. And then on the fourth Sunday of this month, I'll be sharing at the New Life Baptist Church in Plaquemine, Louisiana, for their church's anniversary. And we're going to ask that the male chorus would come and share with us on that Sunday. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we're going to get the rest of the announcements, and then I'll come back.
St. Mark Baptist Church of Labadorville, Louisiana, will be holding their church's anniversary, 145th year, on Sunday, September the 3rd, 2017 at 3 p.m. Guest speaker for the occasion will be Reverend Ronald Dorsey of Greater Israel Baptist Church, Belrose. The New Vision Outreach Ministries Youth Ministry will be having on